don't tip. Don't give any tips of any kind.
I'll go.
Pardon me?
I'll go.
You will? Excellent. All right, this is great. You will, really?
I'll go.
It's a date. It's a scam. Whatever, whatever. All right. I'll pick you up at what? 8 o'clock?
8. Goodbye.
I was watching the Today Show this week, and they had a girl on, Diane, who was in Say Anything. She looks fantastic.
Why did they have her on?
Because it's the 30th anniversary of Say Anything.
That's right.
If you're a fan of teen movies, we have a treat for you. Joining us in studio, his book is called Teen Movie Hell by Mike McPadden. McPee is here. It's good to see you, man.
Great to see you, Pete.
Jane. I couldn't put down this book. Jane has stolen my book.
I brought an extra copy.
Book. Well, I thank love you for the that. Book.
Thank you. Thank
I love
you so
to
much.
Look at the book. I love to read the book. The book is vibrant. I love the sides of the book.
Wow, thank you.
Because they're decorated. Do you see how that?
Yeah.
Did you do that on purpose?
You know, that was designed by my editor, actually. Ian Christie of Bazillion Points Books is a one-man genius. So
this
he not only
great.
Edited everything, he designed everything.
And it's like soft and shiny. And
can
then,
we talk about movies,
right,
please.
In the middle of the book, there's like this one little section that has the color.
You have
in
your
it.
Beautiful, vibrant color
yes.
posters.
Yes.
Jane's like, how come there's not more color pictures?
Just well, rattle it's off about a couple money. Of titles from the color posters. This is good stuff there.
Heart Buddies.
Wait, what
oh,
was
that's
Heart
Hard
Bodies?
Bodies. That's a German poster.
Somebody needs their glasses.
No. That's a German poster for Hard Bodies.
Okay.
Oh, so Heart Buddies.
Wait,
okay.
So the German poster says Heart Buddies.
Heart Buddies.
Oh,
yes,
it does.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, Heart
okay.
Buddies, yes.
Well, I thought Hard Bodies. Yes. I'm reading it right. Class Reunion.
Right, the National Lampoon film.
Oh,
the first
that's right.
John
okay.
Hughes screenplay. Yes.
Private Resort.
With Rob Morrow.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
And Johnny Depp.
Wow.
I don't remember that movie.
Yeah,
but 85. You're the movie expert.
Yeah. Hector Elizondo.
85,
yeah.
Yeah.
Funny movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Last American Virgin.
Well, a big
oh,
one.
Oh, yeah.
What year was that?
82.
82. I wasn't allowed to watch that one. That's
God, you are
sure.
an encyclopedia of movies.
I am, yeah.
Did you grow up? I mean, my mother made us watch classic movies and we became movie people. Were
right.
you a movie guy growing
from,
up?
From day one, yeah.
Really?
Just because, you know, when we were kids, that was what was on television. It was before the infomercial, and they had to fill 24 hours a day of broadcast TV. And the local channels in New York, where I'm from, you know, Channel 9, which is WOR, was like, they showed like 6 movies every day.
Really?
Dating back to like the 30s up until, you know, whatever the cheapest thing was they could get from 3 years ago.
But were you allowed to watch these movies? I mean, so
well, like the movies in the book?
We're close to the same age. And, you know, in 1982, my mom was like,
I'll say this. I'm 50. Fast Times at Ridgemont High opened the first Friday of my freshman year in high school in 1982.
Right.
Okay.
And Ferris Bueller opened the day after I graduated in 1986.
Oh, wow.
So these were the teen movies of my teen life.
Right.
Right.
That was like the sweet spot there. So, yeah, I was allowed to see these movies at that point. It was a different era for sure. So I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, and I went to high school in Manhattan, which was about an hour and a half commute. And at age 13, my parents, and this is New York in the early 80s, okay?
Wow.
This
okay,
was like
yeah,
before.
You were
listen,
allowed to watch
Mike, we're going
to
send you an hour and a half away.
So that
way,
they
just
said,
get going.
Yeah, they said, it's 6 a.m., get on the train and come back when you're finished. So, yeah.
Isn't
wow,
that funny?
You were off on your own. They didn't care what you were watching.
Man.
You saw worse stuff on the subway than you did on the movies.
And better stuff, too, yeah.
Looking back in the 80s, what stuck out right away? I mean, what sticks out when you think back at movies? Because Say Anything, I can play a clip and think Lloyd Dobler right away and the wrestling shoes and everything. Love that movie.
It's a great movie. And you know what? It's funny because leading into this book, I had vague memories of thinking that movie was annoying. And I realized that it's because of everything that's been attached to it through the years.
Yeah. The boom
box. Lloyd Dobler, the boom box, everything. And then I rewatched it. I was like, this is a terrific movie. It's really great.
John Mahoney's fantastic
so
in this
good,
movie.
So good. And what an original plot point that is to have him. Remember, he was a corrupt owner of a nursing home,
right?
Who ends up going to jail. And I was like, this is like a real piece of life that someone might go through.
And we don't, when you're watching it when you're younger, you're not really understanding that side of the story because it's not something we're grasping or thinking about because we're more so thinking about whatever scene is coming up next. But as an adult, rewatching the films, because I really don't watch films again. Like, I'm a person, I watch it once, I'm done, right.
Because you're
on.
A female. Guys do that. Guys will watch
does
movies.
It feel weird?
I watched Stripes.
Well, this guy does.
I watched Stripes the other night. I couldn't turn it off.
Does it feel, I mean, because it's so dated, it doesn't bother you at all?
Oh, no.
I mean, even the acting is dated, and even the, you know, the
to a
sets
degree,
are dated.
Yeah. To a degree, that is one that holds up very nicely. The other movies in the book, like the crazier movies, are dated in a lot of ways that are either charming or shocking. So I appreciate both of those.
The Breakfast Club. Talk about a movie that'll stand the test of time, because we all can relate to detention. I mean, at least I can.
Yeah, I certainly can, too.
Wow. And weekend detention, I had to do that one time.
I somehow managed to squeak out of that one.
So. Wow. It's not good. They put you to work.
I went to a Jesuit military prep school, if you can imagine.
Really?
They called it JUG, which stood for Justice Under God.
This is where you went to in Manhattan?
In
an
Manhattan,
hour and a half drive?
High school. Wow. I was on the subway, yeah.
That doesn't really seem to fit, since I've known you for so long.
No, or maybe it does exactly. So right. You think about it. I mean, now, since then. So.
St. Philomena School in Peoria. That's where I went.
I didn't go to detention. What I really like, I was looking through the book, and it kind of just brought me down memory lane and remembering where I was when I watched some of these movies. But then I saw some of the actors, like Jason Bateman, who was in Teen Wolf 2. And then McDreamy, who was in Can't Buy Me Love.
He was in a lot of movies.
He was in a lot of movies. I had the biggest crush on him, and he was the biggest dork. But then he became McDreamy.
That is funny, that evolution of Patrick Dempsey, yeah. Who's in a movie that Pete and I were talking about earlier? Heaven Help Us.
I love Heaven Help Us. You have that in the book. I went out and bought the soundtrack because I loved it so much. That's what's great about these movies, these teen movies. They have great soundtracks, too.
Yeah, the soundtracks are killer, yeah.
Well, because the soundtracks then made it to the radio airwaves, which a lot of times, I mean, I guess that still
happens. And MTV tie-in videos. That was always a big thing.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah, Peter Gabriel with Say Anything. Sure. God, his videos were on nonstop.
Yeah, yeah.
It was crazy. Mike McPadden in studio with this teen movie hell. Drive-in movies. Do you remember your first drive-in back in the day?
Yeah, it was in Route 35 in New Jersey, and it was The Blues Brothers and Jaws 2. That was the first drive-in double feature.
So, yeah. Not Jaws 1,
it was Jaws 2. Well, you know, they always put like an older movie on the bottom half of the bill.
Right.
Blues Brothers was the first, the big new release at that time.
Jane, do you remember your drive-in, first drive-in?
No, I don't remember driving, but I do have a story about the Blues Brothers. I remember being really little, taking swimming lessons at the local high school. I mean, I'm under 10 years old. Blues Brothers comes out. My mom grabs my brother and I, makes us change our clothes, our wet, soaking wet swimsuits in the car to go see Blues Brothers.
Well, that's good parenting.
I don't know that we're really supposed to go see Blues
Brothers. What did Barbara say to you? Listen, we gotta go see a movie, honey.
She said,
we gotta get going.
It was the funniest film out, and we're gonna go see it today. And my brother and I were like, didn't understand it. And then there's Carrie Fisher running through the muck underneath. I'm like, why is she in the sewer? I just didn't understand any of it. And I'm
God, I love that movie. Carrie Fisher, the cameos in that movie.
Yeah, it's so
fantastic.
Yeah.
How do you decide the movies for Teen Movie Hell to put in this book? Because you have Bachelor Party.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting point. So the book covers culturally American Graffiti in 1973 to Dazed and Confused in 1993.
Okay.
With a little fudging on either end.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some, and so the basic criteria is they had to be movies about teenagers made for teenagers. And they had to promise wild thrills and parties and outrageous comedies and things.
The idea you write this out on erasable board?
I'm really
okay, this is going to be the movie that we're going to do.
Yeah.
I mean, the book that we're going
to
do.
So it's basically, it's an invitation to teenagers that's saying there's a party on screen and you're invited.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All you need is a ticket.
All right.
So, or, you know, the video rental. You know, all you need is to bring the box to the counter and the guy will get you the movie. So, Bachelor Party, I included because it's young adults.
With Tom Hanks, by the way, and it's such an underrated movie. People forget about it.
Yeah. Well, Pete, do you remember? It was shocking.
Tawny Kitaen.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And so that's young adults acting
Jane,
like teenagers.
Jane, you've never seen this movie?
I have, but I don't. I mean, I know, but I don't know it. Yeah. I can't. Go. Keep going. Please.
Oh, but they're acting like teenagers, and they're basically. This was like so. Porky's had set this template for a wild group of teens partying, no rules, toppling authority, anything goes. So they then said, how can we translate this to a little bit older audience? And Bachelor Party was
there. That was it right there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a scene in that movie where there's the mother that's grabbing the waitress. I mean, the waiter. The yes. mother is grabbing the waiter where he shouldn't be grabbed.
But that was those movies. Okay, I have a quote, and you have to tell me what movie it's from. Ready?
All right.
Don't threaten me, Al. I'll kick your beep.
What?
You stumped me, Jay.
Don't threaten me, Al. I'll kick your beep. Don't threaten me, Al. I'll kick your butt.
Don't threaten me, Al.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Weird Science.
Oh, I should have guessed from the accent. I'm sorry.
Thanks. That, I was trying to do.
Well done. Yes. Yes.
I was trying to do the accent.
Yeah.
How about this one? Don't do it for us. Do it for the kids. It's in your book.
Okay.
Nick Nolte, Teachers.
Oh.
How does that make it?
Okay, that was that line was a deep cut.
I don't know why I remember that. I didn't even read that in the book.
But again, I like the vocal inflection, the theatricality here.
For the kids.
I got another one.
Yes.
Tie me up with your tie.
Oh, well, that's Caddyshack.
That's not in the book.
I know.
It is. Of course it is.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, I mean, Danny Noonan is in high school.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He's signing up to go to college.
How come I didn't see that you stole my book from me?
You can have
Thank
it
you.
No, I have two, so everybody leaves
a Mike McPadden in studio. Teen Movie Hell is the name of the book. You can get it anywhere. I saw it on Amazon today. When we come back, I want to talk about John Hughes.
Okay.
And his movies and the impact that he had.
Sure.
312-981-7200, our phone number, also our text line. It's 720 WGN.
You fake a stomach cramp, and when you're bent over, moaning and wailing, you lick your palms. It's a little childish and stupid, but then so is high school.
That is the truth. Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Teen Movie Hell is the name of the book. Mike McPadden in studio with us. I love this book. And Jane mentioned something off the air that we should let our listeners know. Everything's in alphabetical order.
Yeah. It's about 300 movies reviewed in the book. Yeah.
And you've seen every single one.
Yeah, yeah. Except one.
Every single
one. There's one called Young Lust that is impossible to find.
Really?
Yeah,
you can't find it?
No, it was made by Gary Weiss, who did documentary films for Saturday Night Live in the 70s. He was part of that original SNL crew. Yeah.
Okay.
And this was just his 1984 teen comedy that just never came out.
So, John Hughes. What was John Hughes' first movie?
His very first movie that he wrote was National Lampoon's Class Reunion.
Okay.
Followed by Mr. Mom.
Great movie. And you then, forget about that.
You do forget about Mr. Mom.
And then 16 Candles.
16 Candles. I mean, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink.
Yeah.
Ferris Bueller's Day Off, was that John?
He wrote and directed that one, yes.
Wow. Think about all those classics.
Breakfast Club, and then he wrote and produced Some Kind of Wonderful.
And all the Home Alone movies. And then suddenly he just stopped after a while, right?
Yeah, he just kind of became a hermit, yeah.
A recluse.
He secretly wrote, I think, the Beethoven movies.
Really?
Yeah, under a different name,
He moved out to the suburbs of Chicago, like on a farm somewhere, had a heart attack and died, and no one, I mean, there was a blurb and that was it.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
Do you know who else did something similar? It was Paul Brickman, who made Risky Business, one of the great Chicago movies.
Right.
Risky Business is a great, great film. And he was the hottest thing in Hollywood after that, and he just hated the Hollywood game so much that he made one more movie. He made the divorce drama, Men Don't Leave with Jessica Lange, 7 years later, that was it.
You're kidding.
No, that was it.
Risky Business was such a great movie.
It is.
And that was
starring
it.
Harry Tynowitz, by the way.
Is he in
he
it?
Was
yes,
in it.
Harry is in that. He's in a party scene.
Oh,
I swear to God.
How do you remember all these? I can't remember what I did earlier today, and you're reciting things from 1973.
It was a lonely child. I've turned it into gold, though.
You have a good memory.
Thank you, yes.
312-981-7200, Revenge of the Nerds. Of course that's in the book.
Oh, yes, yeah. I mean, that's one of the cornerstones of the genre, yeah.
You forget, how many Revenge of the Nerds were there?
Four. There was Revenge of the Nerds.
I liked Revenge of the Nerds.
Which is terrific, yeah.
Great movie.
Revenge of the Nerds 2, Nerds in Paradise.
Okay.
Not a great movie.
Mm-mm.
Also rated PG-13, which is like, come on, man.
All right.
Then there's Revenge of the Nerds 3. And Revenge of the Nerds 4, Nerds in Love.
Okay.
Oh. Now, the final two sequels were Fox TV movies in the 90s.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Does that count?
It doesn't really count. Does it?
No. Yeah, I mean, those are those are sequels to one of the cornerstone films, so yeah.
Is everything in the book besides that one all R-rated R movies?
No.
Just the one PG film.
No. There's a couple of PG films. There's a movie like Summer School, which is with Mark Harmon, which is a great film. That's PG-13.
Okay.
The John Hughes movies tend to be, except for The Breakfast Club that had bad language, they're all PG-13.
Yeah. Right.
So you get a mixed bag. I don't think there are any G-rated films.
No, I wouldn't think so. So you say you span, you know, time. So from 73 with American Graffiti.
Right.
And then the year 2000 was Road Trip.
Right. Well, that was part of like the retro. So we had, I think it ends basically early 90s, pre-internet. The genre ended. And then there was a couple of years of nothing. And then Varsity Blues came out in early 99, followed by American Pie in July of 99.
Right? Oh, yeah,
and
American
those were
Pie.
Self-conscious looks back. They were homages to the original teen movies.
Right, yeah.
So that was it. They were a separate thing.
Well, because Road Trip was written by a guy I went to college with who was a Chicagoan, now has since moved out to L.A., Scott Armstrong.
Oh, terrific. Yeah.
And he was an advertising guy. He wrote this funny movie called Road Trip, and then they made the movie. But he was a guy that liked these movies.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He went in to write one.
And love Road Trip.
There's a chapter in the back on all those, that explosion in the late 90s, early 2000s of retro teen comedies.
Who's the short dude in Road Trip? Brecken
DJ Qualls. Oh, Brecken Meyer.
Brecken Meyer.
Yeah,
yeah. And Tom, the comedian.
Green. Tom Green.
Yes, Tom Green.
What about? Do you remember somebody's writing here? 773. The In Crowd.
The In Crowd.
Yeah.
That's from the early 2000s, I think. It's a
maybe from the early. It says The In Crowd with Donovan Leach and Jennifer.
Yeah, Chicago Zone.
That's a little after our time. Yeah. Donovan Leach is the brother of Ione Skye from Say Anything.
Ione Skye. Yeah. That's right. Who played Diane in Say Anything.
And their father is Donovan, the folk singers.
You know, what?
Mellow Yellow, yeah.
You're kidding.
I kid you not.
Wow. Yeah. Mike McPadden in studio, Teen Movie Hell is the book. I'm going to give you a name of a movie, and I want you to tell me a scene that sticks out in your head.
Yeah.
Please.
Porky's.
that sticks out in my head?
Right.
How about what sticks out through the wall?
What's the first thing? Yes, the shower scene.
The shower scene,
right,
yes.
Of course. Fast Times.
My favorite scene in Fast Times might be the football scene.
Okay.
With Jefferson, with Forrest Whitaker destroying everybody.
Oh, that's right.
Set to the great Billy Squire song, Fast Times. And, parentheses, these could be the best years of our lives.
Yeah.
Now, of course, the famous scene is Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool with
Jefferson. Well, of course, right. Yeah. And the cars moving in stereo.
Right. Yeah.
But Damone selling the Cheap Trick tickets.
The Cheap
tickets.
Trick rap is great.
Yeah.
Damone's...
what an iconic movie.
You know, I'm wearing a keyboard scarf in tribute to Damone.
Okay.
Yeah. I know it doesn't play on the radio, but...
We should have said something.
Where is that guy now? Where is he?
Robert Romanus. He still works. He's on Instagram.
Okay.
He follows me on Instagram.
So. He follows you on Instagram.
Yeah.
We should all follow you on Instagram.
Robert, oh, yes, please, yeah.
Yeah. What is it?
It's just Mike McPadden, yeah. I'm sorry, Teen Movie Hell on Instagram, yeah.
There you go, Teen Movie Hell.
Yeah. What
about Desperately Seeking Susan?
That's not really teenagers, but a pivotal film in my youth.
Madonna wasn't a teenager that film?
Is that in the book?
No, it's not in the book.
Okay, good.
Are you sure?
I promise you, yes.
Oh, you wrote the book, sorry.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Uh-huh. Well, Madonna, I saw Madonna tonight singing, and then I thought, are you sure it's not in your book? I'm going to look it up.
I mean, she's crucial. There's a picture of Madonna in the book because there was a story about Madonna and about that movie that was originally in the book that got cut out for space.
St. Elmo's Fire, not in the book.
This is an alphabetical
order. Well,
it's
not a funny movie.
It's not.
I mean, it's hilarious because it's goofy, but it's not intentionally a crack-up party film.
This is a wonderful book.
Crack-up party films is
That's
what we're
it.
Going
yeah.
for.
Yeah.
Okay.
He mentioned
but
that.
But I could say Desperately Seeking
board.
Susan when she was blow-drying her armpits in the bathroom.
I'm going to have to go back to that movie. I don't really remember it.
I think she was probably in her 20s at that point.
I know, but she could have been playing a 19-year-old.
Yeah, okay. I'm with you. Yeah.
Rosanna Arquette?
Yes.
Right. There's so many Arquettes.
There are.
They're like McMurray's. Yeah. They're all over the place. Yeah.
Just like the McMurray's.
Mike McPadden, say hello to your wife.
I will.
I thought Rachel, she was going to come in. She's here. She's in the green room.
She wrote a couple of guest reviews in the book.
Did she?
She didn't want to come in.
No.
I was telling Jane off the air, your wife is such a great writer, too.
She is. Thank you.
Really is.
I will tell her.
Teen Movie Hell. Congratulations on the book.
Thank you so much.
Mike McPadden. Thanks, Mike. You can get it anywhere, including Amazon.